So I've been told podcasting has a formula. It's called build a brand, market yourself, be that corporate sponsorship, and I say go fuck yourself. I say that's a fucking problem. It's all about sponsorship and money, and I don't give a shit about it. I can make 5 cents, I can make 10 cents. I don't give a shit. I'm not trying to do this to make money. I'm trying to do this to say that people need to wake the fuck up. I'm tired of being that fucking poster child for corporate America. I work in a job that requires me to be carry the torch. Be that leadership that we want you to be. And all the while, I sit back and I look. And I people watch. And people watching is illuminating, to say the least. What I see is a bunch of people that want you to do a certain thing as long as it benefits them. And then when the status quo becomes, oh, I got to protect my own ass, then you're thrown under the bus. And it's not just in corporate America. It's in political America. It's all over the fucking place. And I'm fucking sick of it. I'm tired of sitting here and saying that it's okay to be fucking denigrated. And I'm sick of fucking sitting here and saying that, oh, I should just toe the line. You know what? Everyone toes the fucking line at one point or another. How many of us have actually made it anywhere based on that? Now, I'm not saying I don't make a good living doing what I do. In many ways, it would be considered exorbitant by a lot of people. I've worked my ass off to get to where I am. I've ate a lot of shit. I've dealt with a lot of things I didn't agree with, and I've just shut my mouth and kept going. And recently, that's bit me right in the ass. And it makes me sick that I work for a place that says safety first. And as soon as something happens that's safety related, it isn't safety first, it's who the fuck do we point the finger at? It's just appalling. I love my job. I try to do as much as I can to promote the place that I work for. And despite the current situation, and even though I don't agree with it, I still think it's a great place to work. There's a lot of opportunity. There's a lot of mobility, ability to move up. But I've really got to question the motives at this point. I've got to question what the actual fundamental basis is around the mentality. And I'm not liking what I'm coming up with. And granted, it's a skewed viewpoint. But let's get the fuck away from that. I could go on for hours about this because, to be quite honest, it goes on everywhere. No one's indemnified. What I do want to talk about is the fact that, as mentioned in previous podcasts, I've had some technical difficulties with editing software, particularly hardware. Currently, that has been worked out. I'm waiting on a new unit to arrive, and hopefully when it comes in, I'll be able to maintain some level of professional podcasting. That's my goal. In the meantime, I have had contact with someone who I've mentioned several times who is associated with Twitch and has had some very negative experiences with that platform, unfortunately. But we definitely have a bullet point plan on how we want to attack that issue and things that we want to address. And I'm looking forward to the opportunity to let that be known. Because we're talking about someone who spent a significant amount of time trying to build a brand and grow into the industry. He was shut down by someone who has some pretty heinous viewpoints. Not the least of which revolve around child pornography, in my opinion. But we'll dive more into that on the next episode. I'm looking forward to putting out new content. I can't wait to have the ability to edit content in a way that's meaningful. And I urge anyone that listens to the podcast, please give me some ideas. Where do we want to go next? It's an open forum. I have no limitation. I'll talk about anything. I really don't care. I do have a tendency to lean towards the political. And I'm not opposed to debating viewpoints on political aspects. But I also enjoy gaming. It's something that's very close to me. It's something I've done for many years. And I'm kind of interested in delving into that. And I'm excited that I have someone who is adamant about being a guest on the program that will give their personal perspective on things relating to that topic. My most recent podcast called out AOC. I stand by that statement. I will absolutely debate her. Any time, any place. Kamala Harris, same. Ilhan Omar, please. Please grow a backbone. It seems to be that they're more interested in debating people on the political landscape, but how about you go against somebody that you claim to represent? Ilhan Omar, in my opinion, is a domestic terrorist. Everything she's done denigrates what she claims to be about. I still have a lot of questions regarding her legitimacy for office, but despite that, I would still gladly engage her in open debate on the topics that are important to American citizens. The people that can be affected by her negative policies and her negative viewpoints, because they really are negative. They don't provide any positive influence, with the exception of her endorsement of the Green New Deal. And as much as I hate to say it, like, I do agree with aspects of the Green New Deal. Now, I don't think that the data that was provided is even partially accurate. But to say that climate change isn't something that we should be interested in is folly. It is. We absolutely need to provide for future generations. A lot of the crappy entitlement and poor decision making that's going on right now is a result of lack of the previous generation having an interest in the political landscape. And I think that that is somewhat a culprit of how we've gotten here, how we've delegated ourselves to a point where we have to be so divided. That wasn't, in my opinion, the intention. of the founders of the nation, they wanted us to figure out a way to work together to provide a common good. And the common good doesn't mean that it's one side or the other. It means that we need to figure out a way, despite our personal beliefs, to benefit the most people. And by most people, I mean most people that actually reside in the United States and have citizenship. I'm sorry, let me be very clear. If you came here illegally, you have no rights. You shouldn't be allowed to vote. You shouldn't be granted asylum. You shouldn't have free medical care. None of it. Housing, none of it. You don't have any right to say. If you came here illegally, you already broke the law. And you deserve to not be here. However, if you assimilated and you've accepted our culture as your own, and you came here legally, I respect you as much as any other person. And you have the right to have your voice heard. Of course, that depends on where you land on the spectrum. Your voice gets to get heard as long as you toe the line. Make sure that it seems like you have no opportunity based on your skin tone. I'm not saying that wasn't the case at some point in our history. It was. It absolutely was. But currently, that's not the case. And to pretend or perpetuate this idea that it still is the same is just mind-boggling. What's even more crazy about it is that people get on board with it without looking into the facts, without need to understand. It's simply who has the best rhetoric. It's sad. Critical thinking is gone. Forming a consensus in the realm of politics is dangerous. It's never been achieved. It should never be achieved. We need a difference of thought for everyone in order for us to create an environment that allows everyone to thrive. And if we can't get past our own idiosyncrasies, the government is failed. And they failed on a massive level, which is why no one wants strengthened governments unless they're completely being absurd and lying to themselves and stating that it could have some massive benefit. There is no one that benefits from that. Except for the government. They always get their dollar. It really is a shame that so many people have the failure to understand how this could be a negative impact. And right now what I urge is for people that think, maybe that's the case. If you think it's false, prove me wrong. Give me some data, formulas, actual workups. Get involved on a level more than just...